This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. The fashion world has always been notoriously fickle. What's hot this season may be considered passé in just a few months. Thus saith Heidi Klum, one day you're in, the next day you're out. But there's at least one fashion accessory that has had a spectacular run, and that is the Nike Air Jordan. This is the 30th anniversary of the iconic sneaker, which has had a huge impact on the sneaker business. It was the first of many signature athletic shoes, and it spawned a whole generation of underground sneaker collectors that are known as sneakerheads. Collectors that, as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports, aren't so underground anymore.
In the early days, sneakerheads went to online message boards to buy and trade rare shoes.
Most of these people that were looking for these particular shoes, they were located like in the Midwest, down south, in the West Coast.
Joe Guerrero is from Brooklyn. Everyone calls him Sneaker Joe. He was one of the first sneakerheads who figured out how to make money buying and selling rare shoes that weren't available in big retail stores.
So I saw the demand for it, and I met them by hitting up these stores out in downtown Brooklyn, in the Bronx, Harlem, all these mom-and-pop shops that had urban accounts. I just met the demand and started selling on eBay.
Sneaker Joe's business grew. Soon he had international customers. He was cutting deals with stores, buying in bulk. He would sell online till 5 p.m., take a break for a couple hours, then start his second business, hand-delivering rare sneakers to celebrities like Jay-Z and LeBron James.
And that was like, what, up until 2007. Then the market became a little oversaturated, and also became harder to acquire shoes. Now that all these blogs are reporting and hyping up stuff.
By 2007, sneaker collecting had reached new heights. Camping outside a store for a shoe release was common.
What changed the way sneakers are looked at is information, the internet. If you didn't know that a new Jordan was coming out, you wouldn't be hyped up to get it.
DJ Clark Kent is one of the people Sneaker Joe used to deliver to. He's a record producer and a sneaker aficionado who's designed several shoes for Nike. He says sneaker companies have mastered the art of hype. The limited edition special release is now a standard marketing strategy.
Everybody's hyped for what's coming out on Saturday. Saturday comes, whoever gets it, and then next Saturday there's something else, and then they're hyped all over again.
For Sneaker Joe, camping out overnight for a shoe was not something he was willing to do. Today, there are sneaker conferences and brick-and-mortar stores that have taken the place of entrepreneurs like him, though he does have a new business model. He invented the Sneaker Pimp Tournament, where sneakerheads compete for who has the coolest kicks. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.